Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your calls and all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Good afternoon, everybody. And even if you don't want to send us an email, visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, like Karen says, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our free seminars. Four more are coming up real quick. You can see who the show's sponsors are and visit all their websites. You could link to our Facebook page. Almost 5,000 likes we got. Now,
wow.
And that keeps growing. You can link to our HOA and condo blog at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, should it be mandatory that your meetings be conducted in English? We touched on that last week. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we send out about the show. And as I said last week, in fact, our newsletter is out. It was sent, I don't know, almost like 20,000 associations throughout the state this week. So if you have not joined our email list, just please make sure you do so. And that way you can get copies of updates on legislative activities, changes to the law, and everything that we're doing as a firm. And of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com.
And last week, we spoke about the fact that apathy in many communities may actually mean a content group of owners who are happy about the job their board is doing. You know, no news is good news.
Exactly. Makes sense.
And we spoke about the fact that there is no law that mandates that your association meetings be conducted in English, although there is a law that English is the language of Florida.
Right. Constitutional Amendment.
In fact, Eric attended an annual meeting that was conducted entirely in
French, believe it or not. Yeah, and this was in Sunny Isle. So you want to talk about a strange meeting. You know, here we are at an annual meeting, the most important meeting of the year in your association, and the English-speaking people at that meeting, including myself, we had absolutely no idea what everybody was, you know, talking about. It was bizarre, and there's no law against it, but as you'll see tomorrow, I am actually advocating for one. You know, how far can it go? What about this? There's actually a Florida arbitration decision that's pretty interesting. You know, everybody knows when you send out your election materials, the Florida statutes allow a person to submit their name to be a candidate in the election. And with that, they get the opportunity to submit a one-page information sheet about themselves and their qualifications. And some residents live in communities that are kind of bilingual. And therefore, at least in this one arbitration case, this one person wanted to submit a candidate information sheet in both English and Spanish, and he was demanding that the board send out, in effect, what would be a two-page document. And the question was, you know, can the owner require the association to use a two-page document so that they would be able to communicate, again, in both English and Spanish? And the arbitration case, again, right on point, says statute's clear. You know, it limits the size of the information sheet to an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. So by permitting some candidates to use twice the space, the association violated both the statute and the rule. So, again, just because you live in a bilingual community, basically, does not mean you get the right to communicate in both English and Spanish. So if you want, bottom line, you want to communicate with the English and Spanish speaking people in your community, write small on your information sheet and write it twice in both English and Spanish. You know, two languages does not automatically double your rights. How about we go to Jim in Pompano? How are you, Jim?
Yes. I have a question. On email addresses, the secretary has them and doesn't live in the condo, but he has them and he refuses to get into the office and the rest of the board.
Well,
is there a problem with that?
Yeah, no problem at all. Email addresses are not to be shared with the owners of the community. In other words, unit owners have a right if they want to communicate with the board, if they want to receive notices by email, they can actually give permission to do that. but that does not make their email addresses official public records for everybody to see. There's actually an exception to the statute for email addresses. Just because a board is required to maintain certain documents does not mean that those documents can be seen by everyone, and one of the things that can't be seen by everybody is email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But how about the rest of the board? Can they see them?
No, well, can the rest of the board see the email addresses? You know, that topic comes up all the time. Do board members have, I guess, special rights to see files that are not accessible to other members of the community, but they are accessible to board members only? Haven't seen any cases on that, for example, like medical records that are on file. I put it this way, board members shouldn't be snooping through documents and snooping through people's files unless there's a legitimate reason, you know, as a board to actually go inspect those files. So if it's just for a matter of, you know, curiosity and, hey, I want to know people's email address because I just feel like seeing it. No, I don't think board members should be taking, you know, that kind of a low road. They should have actual legal reason for needing to go through it. I don't think a board members get any special exceptions or special privileges under the statute. Okay? Hope that answers your question, Jim. Okay. Who else we got? This is from pretty close to Tampa and St. Pete.
Yep.
From Brandon, Florida.
Yay.
How about we go to Deborah in Brandon?
Hi, yes. My name is Deborah Gast.
How are you, Deborah?
Hi. My question doesn't really go along with topics today, but it's an important one, I feel.
Sure.
And I would love to say I am so excited about a lot of these laws being changed, but until we get to a point where there's a law changed dealing with the fact that the HOAs know they have more power and more money, they're still not complying.
You know,
and they know it's going to cost.
Yep.
They know it's going to cost more money.
Yep. We're running into an uphill battle. Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, Deborah, because, you know, last year we desperately tried to get the DBPR to take control and rein in associations and, you know, have the DBPR actually assist homeowners in terms of getting answers to questions so you don't have to hire expensive attorneys to get help when your association is doing something wrong. So what did the legislature do last year? They at least started the process and they made HOAs at least register, thinking that this year this would be the year that people like you would actually get some help. And unfortunately, while our bill is filed in the Senate, it hasn't been picked. Uh-huh. It hasn't been picked up in the House. So yeah,
right. And you know what? A lot of the property management companies are doing now. For years, I've always paid my HOA fee, of course, on time through a bank, which even proves it more. They're sitting on the checks when they get them now, and they're charging late fees to make more money.
Wouldn't have been the first time that I heard anything like that. You know.
Well, this is new to us because I guess it's another way to make money. But my main question about this is I just found out my HOA is not the normal one. It's a circus. It's ridiculous. If I told you half the things they've done, you all would laugh and couldn't believe it. But the main thing that has just happened, we finally got rid of the 15-year president that ran the place in the ground. But we just found out after she has filed against people she didn't like for a few bucks versus the, you know, thousands of dollars her buddies had out for about 10 years. We just found out that we didn't even own the property.
You didn't own, what do you mean? The property that was supposed to be owned by the HOA was not owned by the HOA?
They just filed it March 2014. It was quitclaim deed by Morrison, the developer, from 1985.
Oh, so nobody was watching what was going on at the time of turnover. Because I guess for those unit owners who don't understand, when there's a turnover of a community in an HOA, the developer should have turned over the ownership of the common areas, like the pool area, the clubhouse, if there is one, to the HOA. And I guess you're saying that never happened?
Oh, boy.
Not only did it never happen, but people have been harassed. There's a woman right now trying to go after for money that she never owed. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if they didn't own the property, then I don't know how they can sue her.
Yeah, well, again, this is exactly the things that we wanted the DBPR to help with. Developers who won't comply during mandatory turnover. Those are the things we're trying to get protection for unit owners.
But it was up to Becker and Polakoff to make sure that was done accurately.
I guess they represented the association at the time is what you're suggesting. But let me say this.
Yes, they did. Yeah. But my question is, can the homeowners go back after them?
Well, the bottom line is, do you have the title in the community right now? Was, you know, that yes, it might have been wrong at the time not to get title, but is all taken care of at this point? You know, there's no if it's now, what I'm saying is, if it's now in the title of the association, then I guess no harm, no foul, you know, no big deal. It was just corrected, but corrected 15 years later. Okay?
Well, I don't know. There was no ownership when they're filing lawsuits.
Well, the lawsuits were for failure to pay your assessments, not because the certain properties were not titled in the name of the association. All right, but let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour, and when we get back, we're going to do two things. We're going to talk about some interesting situations I had with some managers this week. And guys, we are all on the same team. There should not be so much arguing and screaming going on. And of course, we're going to talk with our special guest, Steve Hirsch from PM Expo, about a really great event coming up next week. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, let's do this. Before we go much further today, I really want to talk to all of the managers out there that listen to the show week after week. And I hope that these managers would basically agree that I advocate for the managers all the time, and I'm on record time and time again siding with them. And even on record going against committees of the Florida Bar, which seek to limit what CAMS can and cannot do. So managers, and again, I'd hope you'd agree, I'm in your corner. But just because you can do something doesn't mean you shouldn't get help doing something. And let me explain what I mean by that. You know, I've had several annual meetings that have either been canceled or have had really significant problems over the last few weeks because the managers sent out the wrong notice of the annual meeting, sent out wrong election documents, you know, with errors in them. You know, for example, the wrong number of directors were being elected. The dates are miscalculated. You know, people in one case were specifically told not to sign voting certificates when voting certificates were clearly required under the bylaws. And this resulted, you know, in the cancellation of the all-important annual meeting. And, it created a problem for the association.
Well, what's the harm if before the manager puts something so important like an annual meeting material and the election documents in the mail that they don't ask the association's lawyer to take a look at them before they get mailed out? Just take a peek.
Absolutely. You know, it can't hurt. You know, even in our firm, amongst the lawyers, when we draft important documents like a specific motion, for example, or a memorandum of law, it's common for us to get the opinion of another lawyer just before sending it out, you know, to make sure, you know, all our I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. You know, it doesn't hurt to get a second set of eyes on anything.
Right. And then if the documents turn out to be wrong, the community association manager can say, well, I showed it to the lawyer and they said it was okay.
Absolutely. You know, that's actually a protection that the community association manager can and should use to their advantage. You know, if the CAM sends out documents without the lawyer seeing it and they're wrong, it's on them. Bottom line, you know, they're going to have to do everything over and it's going to be on their dime. If they show it to the lawyer first, they can simply blame the lawyer like everybody else does, right?
That's right.
To me, it's really a no-brainer.
Right. And why don't you tell everybody what happened this week when you realized a management company did the second notice incorrectly?
You know, I'd love to, but I'm not going to mention names of which management company we're talking about. But let me tell the managers out there what happened this week and how you, quite frankly, shouldn't handle this type of situation. I realized earlier this week before an annual meeting that the management company made an error and the number of directors that needed to be elected that particular evening. And I informed the property manager of the error, and I even informed, of course, the board of the error. I said, we got a problem with tonight's meeting. And the next thing I got was an email from this manager's boss, I guess he called himself a district manager, telling me, if you can believe this, while he appreciates my concern, this is the way it's been done forever. Too bad. He assumes somewhere in the documents it says that they can act this way tonight in terms of the number of directors being together. The meeting's definitely going to continue tonight, if I like it or not. And if I'm not comfortable with that, I could stay home.
Really?
That's what the email from, you know, some district manager tells me.
What difference does it make how many years they're doing something wrong? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but that certainly seems like a dumb argument to me.
And you know, that's something Scott and I and the other attorneys at our firm deal with all the time.
We've done it forever.
Right. We're doing it this way forever. We've been doing it this way for 20 years. But, you know, it's our job as lawyers not to keep the illegality going for another 20 years,
right,
and to condone the illegal behavior, but really to put a stop to it right now. And so I reminded this district manager that last year, everybody would remember, the Florida legislature passed a law that allows CAMs to be disciplined if they violate, certainly if they knowingly violate Florida Statute 718. I then told him that, you know, he had no right. I mean, think about this. The manager, by himself, without talking to me, without talking to the board, says to me, again, even without asking permission from the client, that the meeting's going to continue tonight, like it or not, even though they knowingly are going ahead with an illegal election. You know, it's not his decision. And bottom line, you want to talk about chutzpah? This was it. This really, you know, got me going.
It's a power grab.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was the outcome?
The outcome was that the board did the correct thing, and the board rescheduled the meeting. But the problem here is that, you know, this district manager was perfectly okay with the fact that the association was about to go through with an annual election, that the association's counsel told the manager was wrong, that it was illegal. But the management company, quite frankly, at least the specific district manager, didn't care about that. He was more concerned that the management company, I guess, would have to fess up and admit that they made a mistake telling, and now have to tell his client, you know, go forward with this, the meeting can't go forward because we did it wrong.
Right.
So instead of fessing up to the error, he was perfectly willing and okay to let an illegal election occur. So again, managers, please, you know, we're on the same team here, but just because you can send out election materials, just because you can prepare certain documents or notices, it doesn't mean that you don't want to at least take the time to cover yourself and have a second set of eyes on something before it goes out. Because by doing so, again, you can wind up saving the association from a lawsuit or an arbitration proceeding. You know, what's the harm in getting that second opinion first? You know, to me, it's a no-brainer.
What's the punishment if they violate 718?
The managers now, again, because of what the Florida statutes did last year, they can lose their license.
Really?
Yeah,
so
and I would
major.
Think that if the association's attorney says, hey, manager, don't go through with this, you did it wrong, it would absolutely be illegal to do it this way, and they ignore the attorney's recommendation and they go through with an illegal election, telling you, managers, if it wound up in an arbitration proceeding, if it wound up in a disciplinary proceeding in front of the DBPR, I'm telling you, that's going to be a major problem for you. And can you lose your license? Can you be suspended? Of course you can. Absolutely. Is it worth it over one condominium election, over one HOA election that you'd simply have to do over? Not that big of a deal. Don't put your license on the line for one lousy election. Doesn't make any sense at all. But let's do this. Before we actually start a new topic and we introduce Mr. Hirsch, let's take our bottom of the hour break. That way we won't get interrupted, Steve. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Community Association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will.
This is Embarrass Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right.
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Good news. We just received our official certification. So now you can listen to 850 FTL on the job without supervision.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is InsureCo. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. InsureCo Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise. Inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, E-L-C-O-N-Electric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. And I'm here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. But first, we have our guest.
Yes, we do. All right, everybody, go grab a pen and write this down. Pretty important stuff. Go to www.pm-expo.com. Again, www.p-like-property-m-like-management-expo.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, click on register to attend. And the reason that it's so important that you put this on your calendar is that PM Expo is coming up very shortly. It's on April Fool's Day, of course, April 1st. It's really going to be a great event like it is every year. Lots of important classes. It's always fun. It's free. There's going to be lots of great food, plus some really wonderful entertainment. And I'm going to start the day off by teaching our Condo Craze board certification class at 8 o'clock in the morning sharp. And make sure to stop by and say hello at our Glazer & Associates booth. That's always fun. And to tell us more about what we can all expect at the PM Expo, with us today is the owner of the company, Steve Hirsch. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thanks very much for having me on the show, Eric. But before I tell you exactly what PM Expo does or what it offers you, I want to tell you why we do what we do for community associations. We believe that community associations should have access to the best education regarding relevant issues. They should be able to meet vendors face-to-face in a no-pressure environment. Best of all, it should be fun and it should be free. And this is why we invite you to our day of education and expo. PM Expo is at South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach. Again, it's on April Fool's Day, April 1st. Come and enjoy some local foods while learning and meeting vendors dedicated to responsibly servicing communities like yours.
Well, I got to tell you, it's always definitely fun. We always have a great time being there. And I know how strong you actually advocate for free education for community association managers. And it looks like, I got to tell you, very impressed by this lineup. In terms of education courses, looks like this is the best yet in terms of available classes. And tell everybody all of the classes that are actually in store for them.
Well, we're hosting a bunch of free classes that are important for condo and HOA board members as well as community association managers. Eric, you are aware that you will be the headline act,
the
right?
The headline act. Yes, we are teaching the board certification class, but thanks for actually calling it the headline act. Flattery will get you somewhere, you know.
Well, actually, there's a reason I call you the headline act, besides your obviously charismatic personality.
There's even more reasons than that? Well, I am flattered. Well, what's that?
Well, we usually have the darndest time trying to schedule classes that cover human resources. It's an important topic for community associations, whether they realize it or not. We're proud that this is the first board cert class that we have ever heard of for which Tallahassee has approved giving human resources credits to community association managers.
Yeah, that's awesome, and that's true. Our board cert class was recently approved for 2 human resource and 1 operations credit. And but what about the other classes at the PM Expo?
Well, for condos and HOAs, insurance is usually the biggest or the second biggest single expense in your association's budget. It's important to understand some of the ins and outs of this type of insurance. So we have Barry Scar of Scar Insurance, and he will be teaching a state-approved class, and attending community association managers will receive 1 CEU.
Yeah, they're great. They're actually members with us on the stress reliever events, so that's awesome.
Great. And we also have a 2014 legal update. CAMS as well as condo and HOA board members will be updated on how new legislation affects your communities in 2014 and how to comply. CAMS that attend will receive 2 CEUs.
And there's even more, I understand.
Sure. We also have state-approved classes covering collections, pool heating, asphalt, security and access control, fair housing. We even have a class on how to make money investing in fractured condo associations.
There's some bad condo associations out there over the last few years, really?
Well, I've heard rumor.
That. Yeah, right.
and it's all going to kick off at 8 a.m. with your board cert class. People, make sure to arrive 15 to 20 minutes before Eric's 8 o'clock start time so that you can check in and grab a cup of coffee and a donut before his class.
Yeah, absolutely, because sometimes people show up just at 8 o'clock and we got a line down the block out the door, basically. So, yeah, good idea, Steve. Make sure everybody shows up a little early. And I got to tell you, I love kind of waking everybody up at that 8 o'clock in the morning class. Question is, I'm thinking about doing something different, especially on April Fool's Day. Should I teach the class kind of like law school and start calling on people for the answers in front of like hundreds of other people in the audience? You know, we can watch them have like panic attacks and, you know, run out of the room crying, just like law school was. You know, bring back some memories. What do you think?
I think doing an April Fool's joke on the people would be a great idea, except our theme is no April Fool's.
Right.
So that's a bad idea. Let's just keep doing what you're doing because your class is going to be absolutely mobbed. We already have over 800 people signed up to attend, and I can't remember how many for the class.
For the board cert.
For the board cert class. As a matter of fact, I think some have registered with you and some have registered for me. I think I have about 150.
And between what we got registered on our end, we are never, ever less than 200 people signed up for your class in West Palm Beach. Now, in addition to the educational courses, how many vendors are you actually going to have in attendance? And, you know, what are the types of services they're going to be exhibiting to the community associations out there?
Well, we've got about 135 exhibitors, everything from management companies to roofers and window people to balcony restoration, asphalt, collections. We have reserve studies, we have painting, we have pest control, and that's just to name a few. We think we've put together a roster of Florida's very best vendors.
Yeah, there's no two ways about it. And what's the theme for this year's event?
Well, it's on April 1st, so the theme is No April Fools. When you register to attend, we will email links to you of some very funny April Fools videos. But make no mistake, PM Expo is really April 1st. It really is April 1st. No April Fools.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun, and the educational courses are going to be awesome. But what about food and drink?
Well, we have some local restaurants giving out free samples of tasty treats. We have 2J's, Victoria's Peruvian. We have Mama Gizzy, who makes homemade pasta. Ingredients are all imported from Italy, and she makes it right here in Lake Worth. And as always, we have coffee and pastries in the morning. And for anyone who who wants even more, there's a stand where they sell sandwiches and other fare.
We could do a really good April Fool's joke. They could teach the class and I could cook. What do you think about that?
that would be fun.
Anyway, all right, I know you guys really have like close to 1,000 people now registered for this event. And tell everybody how they can register too.
Eric, people should go to www.pm-expo.com. That's www, then P like property, M like management, dash expo.com. Again, that's www.plikeproperty.mlikemanagement-expo.com. On the right-hand side of the page, click on Register to Attend.
I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to April 1st. It's going to be great. Really looking to see everybody at 8 o'clock in the morning. So many fans of the show always shows up. So, Steve, thanks for allowing me the honor, actually, to kick off the event. It really is an honor. I look forward to it. And really look forward to seeing lots of listeners that morning.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. And Edith and Marianne, I see you're still on hold. Stay with us. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl, and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
An association's landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. I'm Karen Curtis. And the number to call to ask questions, get free advice over the air, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Let's go to Edith in Tamarack. How are you, Edith?
How are you, Mr. Glazer?
Okay.
How are you? Nice to talk to you today.
Sure thing.
I live in a condo here in Tamarack. Years and in our phase, we're allowed little dogs, okay?
Right.
And they know whose dogs it is. You know, they pay the people that pay. They pay the association for the dog, but they allowed one dog over here that come in here, okay? Terrorized me. Well, the girl moved out anyway, so the dog is not here anyway. Then the neighbor in the other building had they brought in a big dog. There's nothing. That's not a service dog.
Right.
It's a big dog, and she's a young woman.
Okay.
Now, why do they let... You tell me why this is going on.
Okay. But Karen, we got stand your ground now in Florida. Allows you to shoot the dog. No, no. Kidding.
No, don't shoot the dog.
Do not shoot the dog. It's a joke.
I just want to know why they allow big dogs here.
Well, I don't know what your condominium documents say. I don't know if there's a weight limit or size limit in terms of your condominium documents. Do you?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it may be that you're allowed to have a dog, and without any weight limits contained in your governing documents, that's what we asked
you. Because we were only allowed to bring little dogs.
Well, I know your documents don't say little dogs. That I could promise
you. Need a weight.
Your documents probably have...
No, a weight, but he's a big size.
Right, so why not...
Almost 15 pounds.
Right, so probably got to let your association know that there's a dog, in the community that far exceeds the 15-pound weight.
They do know because it's the same building that she lives in.
Okay.
The manager of this of our phase lives in the same building.
Okay, well, if you want to know why they're not enforcing it, what you can do is Florida Statute 718, you said this is a condo, it allows you to write a unit owner inquiry, right? So a unit owner inquiry is a letter addressed to your board of directors that basically contains a question. That's why they call it an inquiry. And by sending that letter, the board has to respond to you within 30 days. And if they don't answer you within 30 days, they get an extension if they refer the matter to their attorney of another 30 days. So you can ask them, you've been aware apparently of a very large dog that exceeds the weight restrictions in the governing documents. Please tell us why you're not doing anything to enforce the restrictions. Let's see what they say. I mean, that's one way to get an answer, and it might be your only way of getting an answer, unless there's a board meeting in which you show up and ask the question, during Good and Welfare or New Business or something like that. Okay?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, to go to the meeting, right?
Yep, exactly. Start with that, okay? Edith, okay, I wish you good luck. Yeah. Oh, the dog issues just don't stop. Hot. It's becoming bigger, crazier than ever. And by the way, the purpose of that unit owner inquiry for our listeners is that if you ask a question and the board doesn't get back to you within that 30-day time period or 60-day time period if they send it to their lawyer, if you wind up in litigation or arbitration against your association over that issue that you asked a question about but the board never got back to you, if you wind up now losing in the litigation, you don't have to pay the association's attorney's fees.
Oh.
The reason is because the board should have got back to you with an answer to the question. They didn't do it. So the bottom line is now you don't have to pay their fees even if you lose. Still taking your calls, 877-850-8585 in the few minutes we got left. How about we go to Marianne in Sunrise?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Marianne, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for taking the call. Quick question. I live in a townhouse association in Sunrise. We had some roof repairs and replacements after Wilma, and now the board and association are telling us that we have to do it again, and we have a special assessment. There's been some pretty loud board meetings in protest of this. Anyway, they took a vote with, and they wouldn't allow the members to vote. They're giving us 3 months to pay whatever your building owes, you know, divvied up amongst the homeowners. And if it's not paid off in the 3 months, we are allowed to pay it off up to 24 months. But my question is, they want to charge us 5% interest.
Yep.
Can they charge interest?
Okay, a lot of different things were raised there. The first thing that was interesting is that you indicated that it appears that the unit owners either wanted to take a vote to make these repairs or the board authorized a vote of the unit owners to make these repairs. Bottom line is when repairs need to be made by the community, that decision and whether or not to pass a special assessment, that is a vote of the board. And if the board members don't have the constitution to make that decision, they shouldn't be on the board. It's their decision to make. You don't pass the buck and give the unit owners the opportunity to vote on this issue. If repairs have to be made, you know, bottom line is you have to make them. You know, no two ways about it.
They didn't allow us to vote. That's exactly what they said. It's up to the board. And
right.
They feel that they're in need of repair.
Right. And now the question is, the board has given you the opportunity to pay this assessment over time, but by doing it over time, they want the ability to charge interest, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. There's actually, from what I remember, there's what's called a declaratory statement. What is a declaratory statement? Sometimes issues come up and you ask basically the head of the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, I believe, to answer this question. And they answer it in the form of what's called a declaratory statement. And while I don't have the specific one in front of me, I do recall one saying that can the association, if they're passing a huge special assessment, allow some owners to pay it back the special assessment pretty quickly, you know, within a month or two, and not charge interest, but those that are choosing to pay it off over time, can they be charged interest? And the answer to that question was a resounding yes. Okay?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes, the association, you know, again, remember, oftentimes associations take out loans to fund these special assessments, and those loans from a bank are incurring interest. So it makes sense, you know, that interest is now becomes a common expense. It's got to be paid. So, yes,
okay.
The association has the right to tack on an interest charge for those unit owners who choose to pay over time. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Mary.
All right, well, thanks again.
Thank you so much for the call. Hey, in the minute or two we got left, I just want to tell everybody about the seminars that we have coming up literally in the next week or so. Steve Hirsch already told us about the great one at the PM Expo on April 1st at the PM Expo event in West Palm Beach. We're going to be in Orlando. I tell you, they're all starting to gel together at this point,
right?
April 5th, we're going to be in Orlando at the Universal Studios in Orlando, the Holiday Inn at Universal Studios. And then on April 22nd, we're going to be back at the Tampa Bay Condo and HOA Expo. That's at the Tampa Convention Center. April 22nd, we have the honor of kicking off that event. at 8 o'clock in the morning with our board cert class, and the floor is going to be open from 9:30 to 2:45. And then, of course, and people are already starting to register in droves
this
for our event.
Big.
A big fun event on May 18th. We're going to be hosting the second annual Condo Craze Day of Education and live radio show at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. Registration starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Be there early. We're going to teach the board cert class. At noon, everybody, we're going to do this radio show live in front of a studio audience. And after the show, there's going to be lots of courses offered by our sponsors on all kinds of association issues. We're going to have Watch Your Wallet by Associa, Commercial Roofing by Best Roofing, What You Need to Know About the Election and Recall Process by Affinity Management, Electrical Energy Savings by Elcon, Asphalt Courses by Driveway Maintenance,
Hoarding
101. Right, this is interesting, Karen.
I know.
Plus, we have the, that's going to be taught by Service Master. But those of you who have watched the show Hoarders know that Matt Paxton is actually the star of that show. And Matt Paxton is going to be in attendance and maybe even teaching the class on May 18th, all about hoarding. The DBPR is also going to be in attendance with free educational materials for everybody. They're going to be teaching a class, too, called All About the Complaint Process. Thanks again to the DBPR for participating.
Right.
Douglas Orr is going to be doing a Plumbing 101 class, and all of these courses provide continuing education credits for our community association managers. Three credits, as Steve Hirsch was saying, one in operations and 2 hours in human resources, and everything is free of charge. So
unbelievable.
Yeah, so and there's going to be breakfast, and there's going to be lunch, so it really should be a nice day. We had a lot of fun doing the radio show live in front of everybody. Anybody who wants to register for any of these events, just go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com and click on the tab. That brings us to yet the end of another week on Condo Craze and HOAs. Anybody have any questions they want to ask off the air? 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Karen, hope your bracket's still in still intact.
Yeah, 31 of 40 right
not,
now.
Not too bad. And I guess you didn't win the Warren Buffett billion dollar challenge.
I got it.
That's why you're here this morning.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, have a great week. See you same time, same channel next week. Bye-bye.